you would say you're the oldest of three, what?
Brothers and sisters.
Okay, or another...
Huh?
Another word that you might use, you know?
The oldest son.
Okay.
The oldest child.
Okay, yeah. And there were three what in your family?
Three children.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes there's a name that a child's known by just in its own family, you know? Nobody else calls them by that name.
You mean like nickname?
Yeah, okay. What do you call something on wheels that you can put a baby in and the baby lies down and then you can...
Buggy.
Okay. And if you put the baby in the buggy and you go out, you say you're going to what?
Push the baby in the buggy.
Okay. Let's see.
Push the baby buggy? Push the baby in the buggy?
Yeah. Okay. Your sister was your parents' only...
Daughter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. If a woman's about to have a baby, you'd say she is...
Pregnant.
Okay, any other words for it?
No, I'm afraid not.
Are there any joking ways of saying it?
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Okay, like what?
Like her door's open to the world and calls her to walk sway back.
Okay.
She's about to domino.
Okay, what else?
Let's see. That's about the only one that I would use myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, you might send for a woman and she'd be a...
A midwife.
Okay.
Midwoman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If a boy has the same shaped nose as his father and the same face, you know, and same shape ears and stuff like
uh-huh.
that, you'd say he what?
He favored his father.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And if he starts picking up his father's behavior and his father's mannerisms and stuff like that, what would you say?
He's just like his father.
Okay. And you might say, boy, that woman had a hard life. Her husband died and she, what, six children all by herself.
She had to take care of six children.
Okay. Any other way of saying take care of?
She had to, let's see, is there any other way to take care of six children? Raise.
Okay.
She had to raise six children.
Okay.
By herself.
To a child who has misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Whooping.
Okay.
Whooping.
Yeah. Okay, if one little boy said that to another little boy, you know, like there's going to be a fight, he might say, I'm going to give you... You do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Good whooping.
Okay.
Of course, now, that's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What if it was a big boy to another big boy, like in high school, you know, you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Well, see, he would say good whooping. I mean, he would say good whooping, but what would he put before the good whooping?
Oh. Well, what would he? Go ahead and tell
us,
Steve. I won't listen.
No. he would say something, but he would always put something vulgar before it, you know.
Uh-huh. You sure you can't tell me anything? Or tell the tape anything?
No.
All right. Say you know a boy named Bob, and Bob is 5 inches taller this year. You might say, Bob, what, a lot in 1 year?
He should have grew a lot in 1 year.
Okay. And you say, boy, you certainly have what, big?
Should he get big?
Okay, or using the same word that you used before, you might say, you sure have...
Grown big.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you might say, I don't think you, what, that much last year.
I don't think you was that large last year.
Okay, you're using the same
oh,
word.
Oh, I don't think you've grown that much from last year.
The year before, I don't think you, what, that much.
I think you've grown.
Okay.
That much. Uh-huh.
Okay. You might say, boy, that Bob came up so fast, you could almost see him.
Growing.
Okay. And, what do you call, let's see, you might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even, what?
Lovable.
Okay. And your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
Okay.